We are here at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, and I have Landon Herring here. Please tell me about your project and how you got started.
I began my SAE whenever I was in middle school, and my agriculture teacher explained that SAE was a class requirement. So I immediately planned to work for my family on our farm, and I began developing goals. And since then, I've grown from part-time employee to a full-time farm manager, where I've worked for 10,000 hours over the past 7 years. And we produce 9 different crops down in Lake Park, Georgia, which is as far south in Georgia as you can go, right on the Florida-Georgia line.
And explain some of your struggles or even successes that you've had with this project.
Sure. One of my toughest challenges throughout the course of my SAE was having enough time to work on my family's farm, along with working on my other SAEs, which included my show cattle SAE and my own entrepreneurship SAE. I overcame this challenge by developing a time management plan where I divvied up all of my time when I got out of school each day to work on the farm, to work on my other SAEs, and to complete schoolwork.
And any valuable lessons that you learned as well?
Sure. One of the most valuable lessons that I've learned throughout my time in the FFA, along with my time performing my SAE, was that time management, record keeping, and goal setting is a huge deal whenever it comes to keeping this SAE for a long period of time and keeping accurate records. It's just very important to do so, and to be successful in life, you just really need to stay organized and really set high goals for yourself.
Okay, and anyone that you would like to thank for helping you along the way?
Yes, I'd like to thank my mother, who has been with me on every step of the way, along with my father, who's taught me, you know, everything I know about farming. I've learned from my father. And he's not able to be here at convention, but I know he's working hard on the farm at home, and I appreciate everything he's done for me. And also all of my ag teachers that have really pushed me along the way and made me, you know, keep accurate records and just pushed me as hard as they could throughout the year. So I really thank them a lot.
And to work off of that, if you could pick one person to be your biggest inspiration, who would that be?
My biggest inspiration would have to be my ag teachers, and they just, the amount of work that they put in and day out, pushing kids to achieve high goals, it's just tremendous, and it's really a rewarding to sit there and watch them and see what they go through every day, just pushing kids and pushing kids and pushing kids. And just like myself, you know, my ag teachers have pushed many kids before me to be successful, and much like me, they're going to push kids after me to be successful. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to have been surrounded by such great agriculture education teachers.
So let's look forward. What does your future look like to you right now?
Yes, ma'am. My future right now is that I'm going to plan on taking on a 1/3 share of Herring Farms Incorporated alongside my brother and my cousin. And a long-term goal that we have kind of set for ourselves is we would like to have a 10,000 to 20,000 acre farm in many different states across the southeast United States.
All right, and is there anything else that you would like to include?
Not really. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I'm thankful for all the blessings I've been given along the way. I'm grateful for all of them. Appreciate it.
All right, for FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.